He's back. New York City has a new police commissioner, and he is Rudolph Giuliani's old police commissioner. Bill Bratton will be taking over the NYPD again come January 1st, and he says he'll make reforming stop and frisk a priority.
Police constitutionally cannot break the law to enforce the law. Respectfully, you get what you give, and the public has the right, every member of the public, to be treated respectfully.
Bratton speaking today in Red Hook, Brooklyn, where Bill de Blasio announced him as his new police commissioner. Joining us to discuss what Bratton's pick means for New York City is WNYC's Metro editor, Andrea Bernstein. Andrea, Bratton was police commissioner for Rudolph Giuliani for 2 years, 1994 through 96. Now he'll be serving under Bill de Blasio. Current Commissioner Ray Kelly led the NYPD under former Mayor David Dinkins, came back to serve out 12 years under Mayor Bloomberg. It feels like the Bushes and the Clintons, the way Kelly and Bratton keep trading places.
Yeah, right. Well, the way the Clintons want it to be. There are so many historical ironies here, but that's right. Ray Kelly was David Dinkins' police commissioner, let's not forget, and he was the one who started community policing, who came in, and whom Rudy Giuliani trashed, and sort of Bill Bratton kind of by proxy, because they sort of associated him with the bad old high crime days. And then Bill Bratton flamed out under the Giuliani administration. Giuliani had several other police commissioners. And then Ray Kelly came back and served the entire 12 years of Bloomberg. And now Bill Bratton is going to be back in the police commissioner chair in Wynn Police Plaza.
So why did Bill de Blasio pick Bratton? He skipped two minority candidates in order to bring back this white 66-year-old from a previous era.
Right, and who was associated with Rudy Giuliani, who was not the man who was associated necessarily with good police-community relations. There's a few reasons. I mean, Bill de Blasio says he likes him. He appreciates his statistics-based policing comstat, which he started, and that he feels that Bill Bratton is the star of that. There's also a genuine affection between the two, and you want to trust your police commissioner. Separately from that, I mean, there's not really a big downside for Bill de Blasio. He's not going to get accused of being a racist, given all the other things that Bill de Blasio brings to the job. It reassures the 1% and the people who might have some anxiety about a Bill de Blasio administration, the back to the bad old days fears that have been fanned. And also because Bill de Blasio has a lot he wants to do. And he wants to make sure that there's somebody in that chair that's going to be able to fight terrorism from day one, fight crime, and let him carry out the rest of his agenda.
Going back to what you said about community policing, when Bratton was here the last time under the Giuliani administration, that administration, as you mentioned, did not think much of community policing. So how did Bratton and de Blasio explain this, that he's now coming back as this champion of community policing?
I asked that very question today at the press conference.
You know, Andrea, I always enjoy a question about historical irony. It's something I hope will be a part of every press conference.
So we'll try to make that possible, part of every press conference. But what he came back and he said is essentially, that was then, this is now.
If you have an opportunity to apply those ideas, you need to take it. And I'm glad he took it in 1994. But it's a new day with new leadership and with an even more refined and, I think, compelling approach that he will apply now.
So essentially what Bill de Blasio is saying is that I like Bill Bratton's technocratic approach to fighting crime. All of the other stuff was a reflection of the person who was the head of the city at that time. Now I'm the head of the city, and he's going to reflect my priorities.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein.